KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I'm excited to welcome our guests today, two young women who've demonstrated over and over again in their lives what the definition of a servant leader is, somebody who really leads out of a result of them serving others first. Ms. Navmeet Deshi, a current student at Fresno State and the winner of our most frequent guest award. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And Mrs. Whitney Hall, formerly Miss Whitney Ferdinandson. You were married since I last saw you. Congratulations, Whitney.
Thank you.
Whitney is a recent alumnus of Fresno State, and thank you both for being here.
Glad to be here, Chris.
Thank you for having me again.
Again. Well, today we're not only going to hear about the hundreds, probably thousands of hours that these two young ladies have provided to our community, but we're also going to talk about a really special award that they both earned, the John D. Welty Award for Excellence in Community Service. In addition to supporting over 1 million hours of service every year, Fresno State offers several awards and recognitions for faculty, for staff, for our community partners, and for our students. And one of the awards, the John D. Welty Award for Excellence in Community Service, was designed to recognize a single student each year that exemplifies the commitment to service that John Welty championed during his 22 years here at Fresno State. Many people don't know it, but President Welty really was a tireless supporter of not only service programs at Fresno State, but also in being involved in service himself. He was on a number of boards, volunteered his own time, even when he was spending probably 60 hours or more a week working as part of his job as president. So shortly after he retired, and every year since, we've had this Welty Award. Dr. Welty and Sharon don't even live in Fresno anymore. He still comes back to Fresno to volunteer and sit on some boards and help our community continue to be enriched and better. So in President Welty's honor, we established this award in 2013. The first winner was Daniel Ward, and then Elizabeth Ludi Olenchak was the winner the next year. And then came our guest today, with Whitney getting the award last year and me being awarded the Welty Award in fall of 2016. So congratulations to both of you. So let's hear about these remarkable young women in this prestigious award. Whitney, let's start with you. But before we go to what you did in terms of service, tell us a little about yourself. When were you a student here? What did you major in? That kind of thing.
Thanks, Chris. Well, I came into Fresno State in 2012 as a liberal studies major, and I added a minor in communicative disorders a couple years later. And I recently graduated in May 2016, and I am planning to come back this next fall in the teaching credential program.
That's great. And when you were here, obviously you were involved in an awful lot of service work. I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about that. There was a great deal of it, but tell us a little bit about some of the things you did while you were a student.
Sure, Chris. Well, there were several things that I was involved in locally. The first thing would be Camp Kesem, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of. So my freshman year, a couple students and I found out about Camp Kesem, the national organization, and their passion is providing resources for kids who are affected by a parent's cancer through college student-led summer camps and year-round support. And so we found that there were not a lot of resources for kids that were dealing with this kind of situation. And so we were really passionate about starting something like that in the Valley. So we sent in an application. We got approved a year later and started our very own Fresno State chapter of Camp Kesem. So after that, I decided to be on the coordinator board for that. And my first year on the coordinator board, I was the operations director, which entailed planning, scheduling, implementing the summer camp itself. So that was a really fun job, a very tangible thing. And it was amazing to see that whole thing play out the next summer and see 26 kids come in and do a camp that I got to design. It was really special. And so the year after that, I kind of changed roles, instead decided to be a part of planning the major fundraiser event we had called Make the Magic. And we raised over $10,000. So that was super cool to just be a part of building that chapter from the ground up, basically, in its opening years. And it's so cool that now that I'm gone, it still is continuing with Navmeet and other people. And that was a really cool thing I got to be a part of.
So you started that when you were a freshman?
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't realize that. I thought your involvement came a little later.
Yeah, so I started that the winter of my freshman year. The application took 3 or 4 months to compile all the things that they kind of require of you to be approved as a chapter. And then it was about 6 months, I think, for them to decide to approve us.
Yeah.
And then in order to even start the first camp, we had to put in about a year and a half of work before we even actually got to our very first summer camp. But when it's entirely college student run, I mean, you really do have to build everything yourself. And so it took a lot of work even to get to that first point. But now we're just keep rolling every year.
And you mentioned the Make the Magic event. And we actually did a show with Nub Meat and two other student leaders on the Make the Magic show. And it's on KFSR.org. You can listen to that podcast. So what else besides KESM? I know you were involved in other things.
Yeah. I also spent my 4 years of college volunteering at my church in their junior high youth group. So with that, it was a couple times a week I'd come in. I got to lead a girls' small group. I volunteered as a camp counselor a couple times a year. I did some of the organizational aspects of just running a youth group. And really with that, it was just walking alongside girls going through junior high life, which has its whole ups and downs to it. And so just getting to be there for them as a mentor of sorts. And the really cool thing about our youth group too is that they also had a huge emphasis on community service. And so I would get to go out with my group of girls, and we partnered with lots of organizations in Fresno, the Fresno Rescue Mission, the Pregnancy Care Center, Saturday Sports, and we would get to sort of build a passion in them for community service too.
And I think a little something with international service learning too, right?
Yeah. So my sophomore year of college kind of popped up. Fresno State had decided to start implementing service learning study abroad trips. So those were different from regular study abroad trips in that they emphasized community building, cultural engagement and exchange, and just general service projects. And so this first trip would be going to Fiji. And so I applied on a whim. I found out I got in like a month before we left. So it was this huge whirlwind. I had never been out of the country. And this group of us flew off to this country none of us had ever been to and fell in love with the community there, and it was life-changing. So when I came back, you know, you get that bug after you've been out of the country and doing service work. It's so intoxicating. So 6 months later, I got the opportunity to go to Romania with a group called Johnny and Friends, which is a nonprofit that focuses on providing resources for people and families affected by disability. So this particular program was called Wheels for the World. And so they would put together teams of physical therapists and mechanics and interpreters and support staff. And they would go somewhere in the world and bring hundreds of wheelchairs. And so we would spend our days fitting different kids and teenagers and adults for wheelchairs. And I got to be a part of the support staff for that. And that was another incredible experience. There's nothing like watching, you know, a mom cry because her son can finally be mobile and he never has his whole life. So came back and said, I just want to keep doing this. So then I went to Fiji again. This time decided to be a part of the leadership team to lead a group back to Fiji for the second year. And leadership's a totally different thing when it comes to service, but it made it an entirely different experience. And I'm really, really thankful that I got the opportunities not just to serve Fresno, which is something I'm very passionate about, but also to enrich and broaden my worldview by interacting with people that are both totally different from you and yet so similar to you, you know? And just kind of discover a passion for the nations as well as where I'm planted.
And I was lucky enough to be the faculty lead on that second Fiji trip where Whitney was one of the student leaders. And so I got to see her firsthand in action in terms of her servant leadership. And it was really amazing. I got to sit back. We met once a week, Whitney and three other students. We met once a week for an hour. And then these four ladies went off and did everything. And so I fly off to Fiji with them and get there. And I'm thinking I'm going to help lead this whole group and lead reflection activities and really help enrich these students' learning and value of service. And these ladies did it all. And Whitney, it was really great having you as a leader on that trip.
Thanks, Chris.
So obviously you're very passionate about service, and this is largely self-motivated, but I'm wondering, when you were a student here, did you feel like you were encouraged and supported by the university in your service work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first of all, Namit and I are both part of the Smit Camp Family Honors College, and part of the requirement to keep that scholarship was to complete community service hours. They felt that that was a really valuable aspect to a fulfilling college experience, and so they really encouraged us to be engaging in the community and provided a lot of opportunities for us to do so. And beyond that, I mean, we have the Richter Center, you know, we have a whole center dedicated to engaging students and providing opportunities for them to reach out. and help other communities. And Chris, of course, you were so great at that encouragement level, but it wasn't just you guys. Like when we went and talked with President Castro, when we went and talked to the administration, they were passionate about helping us succeed in our goals. When we wanted to start Camp Kesem, when we wanted to go to Fiji, there was not a lot of red tape or a lot of opposition at the administrative level. They really wanted us to be pushing ourselves and finding new ways to engage the community and gave us everything we needed to succeed on those endeavors.
Well, that's great. That's great. You know, again, so much of your service work was also about leading others in service. And that had to have a big impact on you in terms of, you know, now in your life and in your future.
Yeah, absolutely. Leadership is super cool because there's something really special about getting to just plant seeds in people who are gifted and talented in ways so different than you. I mean, I can only do so much as myself, but by kind of planting those seeds in people, you watch that impact go so much further than you ever could. And I mean, even now, like I think of Camp Kesem and I think of the service learning trips, I'm no longer at Fresno State doing those specific things, but I was on the leadership team for a lot of those things. And those people that I got to sort of lead on some level are now the people who are leading themselves, and they're taking it further and doing it better than I ever could. And that's because we were blessed enough to be able to empower them and give them the tools and resources to really discover their own passion for service. And that impact goes so much further than just me. And so leadership is cool because you get to watch something that you're passionate about become other people's passions and watch it grow beyond what you could have imagined.
So in 2015, you were awarded the Welty Award in recognition of your commitment to service. How'd that make you feel after doing all this really without any recognition and all of a sudden getting this big award?
Well, I remember I was sitting in the Smith Camp office because I was a student assistant there, and I just checked my email and popped up, you know, that I had won the award. And I had tried not to cry because I was in the office at the time. I didn't want to be embarrassing, but it was just so humbling. I mean, I knew the other finalists for the award, and all of them are incredible people who have such a heart for others. And so to even be in the running with a group of people like that, I mean, I felt so thankful. And then to be chosen as the winner, like, it's only by the grace of God that I even got all the opportunities I did to serve and then to come out of it with recognition. I mean, that's not why you do it, but it definitely was a very humbling moment, and I felt so thankful.
And I think that's for both of you. That's really, it's very true, knowing you both, that you don't serve because you want recognition or you want some award or you want some scholarship. You serve because you care about people and you want to serve others. So it's not just about getting the recognition, and like, that's just icing on the cake that you didn't know was going to be there.
Yeah, I was very thankful. And then NAVMEET wins the award the next year, I'm just in awe of how much she's done and is doing. So
yeah. And so NAVMEET, let's talk about all of your stuff. So number one, anybody who's invited to be on this show in just a few months, three different times, you're pretty immersed in service. We joke we probably ought to give you your own key. Tell us a little about, you know, what are you studying and what's your involvement in service at Fresno State like?
I'm currently going to be graduating in May of 2017, and I'm majoring in business administration, marketing, and getting my minor in philanthropic and community-based leadership. And so I've had the opportunity, even through the things that I'm studying, to get like a very wide variety of knowledge and to network with many different people. But I think that the networking that I've done through service has really been the most beneficial and meaningful that I've been able to do at Fresno State. I've had the opportunity to work with Camp Kesem. This is my third year now, and currently serving as the director, I've had the opportunity to really share the goals and the idea of Camp Kesem with so many people, whether that's the campers that we serve, the families that we work with, or community members who we hope will continue to engage with Camp Kesem in the future. And having those opportunities has really been a very beneficial part of my student career at Fresno State, and having the opportunity to really grow as a leader, but also make sure that service is really a part of other students' lives as well, through the other things that I get to do.
And you also traveled to Fiji, not once, but twice, correct?
Yes, I did. I came back from Fiji again for the second time in the middle of January. And I've had the opportunity to go twice these past two winters. And I have to say, it's the most amazing trip that you can take. And I'm very grateful that there's a trip that exists like this at Fresno State that really encourages students to travel, not just for fun or to take a class abroad, but to really engage with another community and to see how people in a very different community than ours lives. And I think that Fiji is really such a great opportunity to engage with the people of Nabutini, the village that we get to live in, are some of the most open-hearted, warm people that I've ever met. And I'm very glad to have had the opportunity to return twice to a place that I can really call my second home. And I hope that someday I get to go back.
Yeah. And I had a chance to read the press release from when you won the award in 2016, the Welty Award. And I know also you did service work with Grid Alternatives, Habitat for Humanity, Arte Americas, Catholic Charities, Faith and Community, as well as your significant leadership with Camp Kesem and your work with the International Service Learning stuff. All those other experiences, do you remember much about serving with those organizations? Is there anything in particular that stands out in your mind from some of those?
I was really lucky to get to serve with all of those different organizations through the Humanics program at Fresno State. And I know that that was a previous show that came on. And so Hopefully some of the listeners have had a chance to learn a little bit about that as well. But through the different classes in the Humanics program, I've had the opportunity to do different service projects with all of these organizations. Like Grid Alternatives, I think, is really one that's really memorable to me because it was my first class that I took with the Humanics program, which was the Students for Giving project. And so as students, we had the opportunity to basically give away a grant and give away money. And so my group had the opportunity to give away a grant of $8,000, which we decided to give to Grid Alternatives and go through the whole grant making process. And it was really nice to see that we had the responsibility as students to be responsible for so much money that really was someone else's money. And they were trusting us with their money to be proper stewards of it and to pass it on to someone who was deserving of it. And Grid Alternatives was able to make a really big impact with that $8,000 and to be able to serve low-income families in Fresno and provide them with solar panels for their home.
One of these great unknown organizations or little-known organizations in Fresno, Grid Alternatives, just as a little snapshot, they help install low-cost or no-cost solar energy projects on low-income families' homes. So that low-income family can run their heater, can run their fans in the summertime and not have to worry about a $200 or $300 a month or more power bill, and really helps them a lot and certainly helps our communities in terms of saving energy and green energy and more. So you've done a lot, and I'm going to press you on this one because I know what you're going to say. How can you single out one? But I'm wondering, which one touched your heart the most and why? So not necessarily which one was the best, but what one stands out for you in that respect?
I think that the one that stands out the most really has to be Camp Kesem. It's the one that I've given most of my time to, but also the one that I've gotten the most out of in terms of relationships, memories, skills, leadership opportunities. But for me, really, it's about the people that I've been able to meet through Camp Kesem, whether that's all of the campers that have returned year after year to our camp and come to our reunions and that we've made relationships with, the families that we now know personally, and we know that they'll always be there to support us and the same that we'll always be there to support them. And some of my best friends have come through Camp Kesem because we all have this shared passion for the cause that we're working for. And that kind of friendship is just really beautiful to have because we all share this love for the same people and for the same cause. And I know that I can always turn to them in times of need and that I'll always be there for them in their times of need as well.
Oh, it's a great program that you guys have both helped establish. And I can see why that would be the one that stands out for you, although the others would stand out for just about anybody as well. So, you know, same question that I asked Whitney. You were notified this last fall that you won the 2016 award. How did getting that news make you feel?
I think it was really nice to be recognized for the different things that I've done at Fresno State. But I think for me, every project that you've mentioned that I've worked on, whether it's Camp Kesem, whether it's going to Fiji or any of the humanities projects that I've been a part of, they've all been team projects. None of them were things that I've done on my own. And so for me to be recognized, I think it was just really important for me to remember that those were things that I did along with other people and that all of those other people also put time and effort into those projects and that I couldn't have done them alone. And I think that that just really speaks to how important service is at Fresno State and that there's so many people that didn't get this award but are really behind me being able to get this award because they were there in every step along the way in all of those projects that I was a part of.
Recognizing not just you, but everybody else's efforts.
Yeah.
So I know in order to be eligible for the award, you've got to have completed at least 150 service hours while you were a student at Fresno State. You have to also have earned some academic credit through a class or an internship program. I'm sure, in fact, I know after reading the press releases for both of your awards, if I'm not mistaken, you both did something like 300 hours or more just in the year prior to receiving the award. So I don't know how many hundreds, if not thousands of hours you did while you've been students here. But in reality, the students are putting in a lot more. The students who are nominated and certainly the students who earn are putting a lot more than that 150-hour minimum. Being one of the committee members that has helped in the past decide on the winners, there really is, as Whitney, as you said, some really tough competition. But the award also comes with more than just that nice plaque at the end of the year. There's a $2,500 scholarship that you gained for that through the Mark and Marjorie Radin Community Service Scholarship Program. Attending college isn't cheap, right? We hear stories about it all the time. That scholarship had to be pretty helpful for you, Navmeet, as a student right now, and Whitney as a student who's graduated. Can you tell us about that at all?
It was something that definitely came to a surprise to me. I didn't realize that it came along with the scholarship, but I think that as a student, it was definitely very beneficial, considering that I am a full-time student and a lot of my time does go to doing these service projects. Sometimes it can be hard to take out time out of my day to like do a job because I really want to be immersed in like the service projects that I'm doing or give time to Camp Kesem or to prepare for like going to Fiji or things like this. And so getting that scholarship with the award was definitely very beneficial for me being a full-time student and making sure that I have time to like give to these service projects.
Yeah. And Whitney, were you paying off old student bills or you save up that money for your graduate program?
Definitely saving for the graduate program.
You know, speaking of which, you talked about wanting to be a teacher and an educator and coming back to school soon to pursue that credential. Is there something about choosing that career that was fed by your service experiences?
Definitely enriched by them. I mean, through all my service projects, I learned so much about diversity and compassion and relationships and, gosh, just so many things that I think teaching is just a natural extension of those qualities. I mean, just like service, teaching is not glamorous or extraordinary. It's showing up every day and changing lives through just the relationships that you're building in the classroom. And so the things that I learned through service, I think were equally, if not more valuable than what I was learning in the classroom in terms of what I can be using in my future career as a teacher.
And you had a couple good role models for being a school teacher, right?
Both Absolutely, your parents are teachers. Both my parents are high school English teachers, yeah. So see a lot of good example in them.
Yeah, they are excellent teachers, as I know, because two of my children had your father as a teacher. So, and Navmeet, what's post-May graduation look like for you?
I'm still kind of in the works of finalizing my plans, but I'm really interested in community development and philanthropic work. And so I've had the opportunity to be very exposed to our community benefit sector here locally. And so my goals are really to continue to be involved with those organizations that I've been involved with and possibly looking at a career in development and fundraising. And I'm hoping that that's something that this path really leads down to sometime down in the future.
So last question. The campus administration and others talk about this culture of service at Fresno State. I'm wondering, how important was this culture of service? Did you recognize it? Was it important to you when you were choosing Fresno State or while you were going here? As you look back, Whitney, now and soon to look back, Navmeet, on your experience here, how do you feel about that idea of a culture of service at Fresno State? Do you think it's true?
I would say it's 100% true. I don't think that I realized how important service was at Fresno State before I came here, but coming here, I've seen so many different ways to be involved in service, and my service journey has expanded exponentially by being at Fresno State, and I've had lots of opportunities to be involved that I think that I wouldn't have had if I had gone somewhere else, whether that's being involved through leadership through Camp Kesem or being involved in the Richter Center as a student leader, or being able to take these service learning courses through Humanics. These are things that I don't think are offered everywhere and something that I'm very proud that I've had the opportunity to be a part of. And I'm very glad that there is that atmosphere of service and that so many people at Fresno State really want to engage in that and continue to build that atmosphere and really give back to the community that we live in.
And Whitney, is there a little pride that comes with being an alumni of a university that does a million hours a year and supports all this stuff?
Absolutely. I think people don't realize how impressive Fresno State is when it comes to just the credentials and the accolades they have built up for community service. again, I would echo what Navneet said. I didn't realize that that was such a big part of Fresno State until I came here. But now, as an alumni, looking back, service was really the glue that held my entire collegiate experience together. You know, it taught me so much about the world, about myself, about my faith, about other people. I mean, the reality is I'm not going to remember what I learned in that economics class my freshman year, but I am going to remember the relationships that I made and the experiences that I had and the goals we reached as, you know, a team, and the things that I learned through the service that permeated all those different sectors of my college life. And so absolutely, there's a culture of service at Fresno State, and I am so happy to be able to tell people about that and really give Fresno State a lot of props for being passionate about building that up in their students.
Well, you may know this. I got to work with John Welty for about 20 years while he was president here, and I really saw him embrace service both in his personal life and certainly professionally as the president. He really helped transform this university in a lot of ways, and President Castro continues to support that. Dr. Welty really recognized the power service had to not only transform our students' college experience and their future, as it has for both of you, but also to benefit our community in some pretty spectacular ways. And he was a champion of service and of learning, and I'm sure he is very proud to have people like you recognized with this award that's named in his honor. So thank you, and kudos to both of you. Well, that's about it for our time together. Thanks again to my guests, Navneet Deshi and Whitney Hall. And thanks to our listeners for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service and Action program on KFSR. Also, please like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.